You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
Okay, it's Halloween, kids. Now, Rayon, what are you going to dress up as Halloween?
For Halloween, I'm going to dress up as the Incredible Hulk.
What about you, Raiden?
Amazing Spidey.
Really? And Mom?
I'm going to be the Manic Mom.
Well, that's how you are all the time.
Exactly.
Geeky okay. Dad?
I'm going to be Superman. What about you, Ariana?
I shall be Joe Biden.
What? What's going on?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
I think I know.
What do you know?
It's the prophecy.
Prophecy?
Of what?
Of the multiverse kids.
What?
Every Halloween, one of the multiverse kids will get possessed by a different monster.
Wait, last year you were a werewolf.
This year... I think it's a boring demon.
A boring demon?
Is that even real?
Yeah, I think you're just making up things, okay? Let me test this out. Ariana, you want to go play some video games?
No, I think I should listen to NPR radio.
What?
What's the NPR?
What is the NPR radio?
I need to catch up on my political news.
Oh, man.
I think she is possessed by the boring demon. Okay. Let me try this. What about... you want to play some video games?
No, I think I shall go bird watching.
Oh, bird watching. God. What?
How about we go and watch...
the newest Star Wars movie.
Yeah, some Star Wars movie or something.
No, I think I'll read War and Peace.
Oh no, you must not read from the book.
What have you done? Okay, Rayon, you know a way how to break out of this.
Yes.
What?
Please tell us.
Read this book.
Another book? That sounds boring.
Okay, I'll just tell you.
What?
You have to say stuff that'll make her back regular.
Like, okay.
Geeky stuff.
Like stuff that she likes?
Yes, like geeky funny stuff.
We're going to do a geekercism.
All right.
Let's do some catchphrases.
Catchphrase. Let's try this. Ariana. May the force be with you. Nothing?
It's not working.
I'll be back. Let's see. Hasta la vista, baby. No?
I shall not be back.
Oh, boy.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Then where are we going? To the moon?
Oh, man, I can do this all day. We have to get her out of this.
Wait, why is she sounding like...
A British.
British. Are you trying to say British people are boring? What are you trying to say, Rayon?
I thought they were just across the pond.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of listeners across the pond. Should be offending them like this. Anyhow... What else can we say?
The power of geekiness compels you,
no,
Ariana.
No. Ariana, I am your father.
Yes, you are my father indeed. Why so serious?
Aria, do you live your life a quarter mile at a time?
Why would I do that?
You know it's for the family. The power of the Jedi compels you!
Wait, isn't it the power of the ring compels you?
I think it's working. Okay, live long and proper.
I thought it was live long and prosper!
I think it's working! I think we broke her out of it.
It's working. She's back, you filthy animal!
Why okay. Did you call me a filthy animal?
Ready? With great power comes...
Great responsibility!
You got it! We got her out of it!
Yes!
Yes!
Out of what?
You
I think it's a boring demon.
I don't think it was a boring demon. I think she just had puberty. She's turning into a typical teenager.
Are you serious right now?
No.
Well, she's back, what happened?
She's back being a diva again.
Yeah. I think it's the diva demon now.
Yes.
What?
The prophecy!
Ah, forget you and your prophecy. Time to start the Halloween episode! Well, this is our big Halloween episode, so I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with...
Ariana.
And Rayan.
Rayan.
And Mama.
And, you know, these are the Multiverse Kids, right?
Yes. We're the Multiverse Kids!
And this is the Geeky Mom. And, you know, we're going to be doing a big Halloween episode today. Now, for real, now that we took that boring demon out of you, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Jasmine.
Yeah, I guess. I thought you were going to be like She-Hulk or...
They don't have any She-Hulk costumes. There's no way there is.
It's not that hard. Just you know, paint yourself green.
I also may explain to you...
Then she could also be an alien if she paints herself
green. She could be Gamora. She could be two for one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Last year when I was Peach, you know people thought I was?
What?
Aurora.
You know, why?
Why? People did not see your... The crown?
No.
What race is Nebula, by the way?
I have her in my book.
Robot.
No, a robot is not a race. I think she's Kree or something, because she's blue.
I have no
idea. She's robot.
Would have made more sense if, Gamora was blue.
Yeah, but they're not actual sisters.
Oh, well, there's enough green ladies around. There's too many green ladies.
What do you mean? There's only She-Hulk.
And then there's Gamora.
Yeah.
So that's two already.
So?
What color is Mantis?
Not green. That's her costume.
I think in the comics she's green, though.
No, she isn't.
She's not?
No, she isn't.
Oh, well. Anyhow, this episode, we're going to be doing some spooky stuff.
Because it's Halloween.
Of course. And, Disney Plus has Haunted Mansion. It finally came out.
Mm-hmm.
On Disney Plus. You guys are probably too young to know that there was a Haunted Mansion movie many, many, many years ago. Okay? We did not see that. I saw it. I don't know. Mama, did you ever see that one?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
Had Eddie Murphy. And, they go to the house and there's ghosts.
I think so. I've seen something.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Not a lot of people like that first one.
Why?
Because too comical, mostly a comedy, not really scary. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do ghosts always go to mansions?
Yes, why?
Because they're big.
So?
And people live there for like centuries. Like families live there for like many years, and sometimes in mansions, people get buried in the backyard.
Yes, and sometimes.
I think Wayne Mansion has a whole bunch, like a big cemetery in the backyard.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yes, Luigi's Mansion. That's why I wanted to know.
So, the dead bodies are still in the house, most of the time. Now, this movie is actually based on a ride in Disney World, okay? We never got a chance to go on that ride when we were there. Are
you going to blame it on me again?
Yes. So, the next time we do go to Disneyland or Disney World, we definitely have to go on the Haunted Mansion ride. And you're going with us, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Me too.
Yeah. It's not a crazy ride. You know, it's just a...
It depends on her.
It's just you walk around and there's like ghosts.
Oh, wow.
I like me some ghosts.
You know, and they look fake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously.
Anyhow, just like the ride... The ghosts in this movie look fake, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice. So, who was your favorite character in this movie, Rayon?
The little boy.
The little boy, of course. Now, that little boy... Actually, speaking of that little boy is a pretty darn good dresser. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He's a very elegant little boy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's another funny person, Mobius.
Who's Owen Wilson. You can't call him Mobius, okay?
Mm-hmm. Father Kent.
He has a name in real life, okay? I usually call him the guy with the weird nose.
Me too.
Yeah, Mr. Broken Nose.
Mm-hmm. Slappy.
Okay. That's a different show. We're not up to Slappy yet. Now, Ahsoka's in this movie, played by Rosario Dawson, mm-hmm. who is in our, Audible ad.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I thought she was pretty, not really important.
No, she was her. Felt like her character was very tamed down. Like her talent was a little bit.
I think
wasted.
She was wasted in this movie. Yes. Yeah, yes. It was not a typical role for her.
No,
she doesn't usually play mothers. I guess she's playing her age finally. She's always usually somebody's girlfriend or the kick-ass girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I kind of expected a little bit more from her.
Yes, I thought she was going to have some kind of connection to the ghost or something.
Yeah.
A lot of characters are just weird. They just added them for no reason.
Yes, I said
my favorite character is Mobius. Actually, Father Kent. I said Father Kent. Okay. I fixed my thing.
Okay. He didn't do anything, though.
I know, he's just funny.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's an old man.
Danny DeVito. Right? Danny DeVito is always good in any movie he's in.
Yes.
Okay.
And who's your favorite character in Haunted Mansion?
The boy.
Yeah.
The little boy. You not like the old man with the smile.
No.
I like the voodoo lady.
Yeah.
By Tiffany Haddish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they should have did was combine her with Rosario Dawson.
Okay.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah.
You know, a voodoo lady with a son. She comes to move into the house.
Yes, and she's getting all sorts of
people to help her out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have made more sense. But, whatever. I mean, the villain of the movie is the top hat ghost played by the Joker dude, Jared Leto. Wow. Oh, we also forgot the main character, Lakeith Stanfield. He's played by Lakeith Stanfield. Again, a character, he's a little bit too serious for this movie. Uh-huh. It feels like he's, from another movie, you know? His whole storyline is way too, down.
And sad.
And sad.
It's too sad.
And it just doesn't, fit with the rest of the story, in my opinion.
It's just so weird. Like, a sad movie with just, a bunch of...
Yeah, it's like...
Comedy, action,
yeah.
Scary.
And, his storyline feels like it's part of a different movie, right? It feels like his storyline is a serious movie, and everybody else's storyline is it's the funny movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think way too many characters, the tone is all over the place. Either make it a comedy or make it a horror comedy like Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. you know?
Ghostbusters!
Yeah. Speaking of that, why don't we review Ghostbusters? We recently saw Ghostbusters.
We did see Afterlife.
Yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Who's your favorite character in that? You don't have nobody. You don't remember?
Podcast.
Of course, Podcast. I knew you were going to say Podcast.
What? I like the girl.
The girl was actually the best one, actually.
Yes, definitely.
Spidey
wasn't in that. Okay, Paul Rudd was actually good in that, but I feel, again... Like Rosario Dawson, I think they wasted his character.
Yes. I expected a little bit more fun.
I thought he was going to end up being one of the Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I thought he'd be more. He was barely in it. He was just that guy.
I hope when they do the sequel, he actually has a bigger role in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's just that guy who hangs around with them.
Oh, and I can't stand the brother, the kid from Stranger Things in this movie.
Oh, I know.
Dude, cut your hair, man. Cut your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
No way. Now, you kids never saw the original Ghostbuster movies, but you've seen scenes from it. You know about the marshmallow guy.
The marshmallow man.
Yeah.
He's the most famous. How could they make tiny versions of him? Not
And then you saw the female version of the Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which had, Chris Hemsworth, who was probably the best thing in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It was very, very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I would say this is better than that. Huh? Was this better than the female one?
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing against female Ghostbusters, but this one felt more like a sequel. I don't like when people do a remake and just forget, like, there was other movies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't like I didn't really like the female one either.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been
better. The main reason, they should have had a connection to the old movie. They should have made those girls maybe related to the Ghostbusters.
Like one of them.
Yeah. Instead of just being like, oh, no, it's a new universe. That's dumb.
I think that's the reason the movie didn't do too well.
Yes, because fans were like, why would you erase the old movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know?
And now they're going back, though, with the...
Well, this is the first time I've actually seen, like, they rebooted something mm-hmm. and then actually went back to the original thing.
You know, I wish that happened with Star Wars. Yes.
I mean, they're kind of doing it now.
I mean, I keep on saying, like, oh, the Rainbow movie should just be in a different universe. It makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's possible.
We're still stuck on that phase, like, Rey should have been somebody.
Yes, I mean,
Rey like, should have been Obi-Wan's daughter.
Rey should have been dead.
Oh, yes. Dang.
You used to like Rey.
I know. I used to dress up as her for Halloween.
I think she still likes her. It's just she doesn't like her connection to the
Rey was good Palpatine. In the first movie that she was in. But every movie after that, they just ruined her.
And worse.
Ruined her. You know?
You know, other than the movies, she always loses her lightsaber and Finn and Poe have to take the lightsaber.
Right. And then speaking of this is a whole different conversation. We're not gonna even go into that. So that's two Halloween movies. Okay? You give what was the rating for Haunted Mansion?
I give it 4 thumbs up. Actually, 3.5.
Three.
What about you, Mom?
I would give like 3 because I felt like there was a little bit more potential.
I'm gonna go lower. I'm gonna go 2.
Yeah.
That's to put more about the ghosts. Like why?
I needed a little bit more like a past history into it.
Yes, I need like know more about it.
I mean, they did talk about like why he did the things he did, but I felt like that was like kind of rushed job towards the end.
Yeah,
but,
Jamie Lee
Curtis, like what was?
Oh yeah,
her?
I forgot Jamie Lee Curtis was in that.
Like her talent was also wasted.
That came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Which one is that?
It's a lady from Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who keeps on killing Michael Myers?
Yeah.
And never dies.
Right, and she doesn't die in this. She's a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like the movie was a little bit rushed,
you know what
right?
You know what would have been better? If they mixed Haunted Mansion with the Ghostbusters. That would have been perfect.
The Ghostbusters
come to that mansion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a movie.
And the people,
that's a movie right there.
Yeah.
And the people in the mansion have to...
I don't know if you remember, but in Casper, there was a scene where one of the Ghostbusters... from the original Ghostbusters, went to the mansion where Casper was and ran out. So that means Casper is part of the Ghostbusters universe. Yep.
Casper, the friendliest ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's it for the first half of this episode. We'll be right back. And we're going to get some more spooky stuff because we're going to be talking about
Goosebumps.
This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audible.com/thegeekydadpodcast and you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, Don't worry, you can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now, I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So, try it out. Okay, we're back from our break, and we're going to talk about the new Disney Plus Hulu streaming show, Goosebumps. Now, kids.
Read some of the books.
Now, have you read any of the books, Ariana?
Yes, I read most of them. Like, Give Yourself Goosebumps. I read some of the series from that. I've read Night of the Living Dummy 1 and 2. I've read most of them.
Okay.
I know about Say Cheese and Die, but I never read that.
What about you? You read any Goosebumps, kids?
No.
Why?
Why?
You too scared to read it?
Because
it's not even scary.
Because there's no books on Epic.
Oh boy.
Yes, there is. There's like a bunch. Oh wait, no. Epic, no.
I'm sure he could read it. He's just now, too scared.
When I was a kid,
the scaredy cat.
I used to read Goosebumps, but I also there was also a Goosebumps
TV show. I didn't see the TV show, but I used to read the book.
It used to come on every Saturday morning, and every episode was one book.
Oh.
So, and there's a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of books.
Oh, I used to rent those books from the library, Arlstein.
Yeah. And they used to have another show called Are You Afraid of the Dark?
That was another didn't show. See that one.
Yeah. I think it was on Fox 5. Fox. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, there was also two Goosebumps movies. Starring Jack Black as Mr. R.L. Stine, and in that show, the books that he read came alive.
Yeah. We did see those movies. Yeah. Do you guys remember?
Yes.
And the villains of those movies were...
Slappy.
Yeah, Slappy. Now, kids.
If you make a Goosebumps show, you could not have Slappy without it. If you have a Goosebumps show without Slappy, then it's not
Slappy
Goosebumps.
Is in like maybe four or five books.
Mm-hmm. Right? He's in most of them.
Yeah.
They even made another series called Slappy World.
So, can I ask you something? Who's worse, Chucky or Slappy?
I was going to say that.
Slappy.
No.
Chucky.
Yeah. Because Slappy, he's more like an evil manipulator, mind manipulation, you know? He's like...
That's a puppet dummy.
He's like
a puppet Palpatine.
He's like an evil mastermind. Chucky, he's just going to cut you.
Yes, no matter what you do.
I'll cut you.
He's just going to kill you as soon as
My
you find him.
My name is Chucky.
As soon as you like one eye on him, even if it's like all the way there, you're already dead.
Yeah, and he doesn't care.
And the thing is, like, Chucky kills you with, like, the worst possible way.
Ugh.
Like, even on the TV shows, we actually reviewed it in our show, that he killed everybody with, like, one episode was with syringe, remember?
He killed a whole audience of people.
Yes.
All the kids' parents.
Yes.
Why their parents?
Because he's just bad.
He's just evil.
Yeah.
Why just the parents? Like, why not just the kids?
And Chucky just doesn't work alone. He also
it's
has
bad
died
because
of
now
Chucky.
Now the kids have no parents. It's worse. Isn't that worse?
Yeah, but the parents will also be depressed because their children are
Slappy is just
bad.
Alone. Chucky has a bride and then...
And he has a son.
Yes.
And now he has a whole army of Chuckies.
Yes.
So I said Chucky will destroy Slappy. Yeah.
Any day.
I don't know about Megan.
Is it Megan?
I think it's called Megan.
It's Megan.
Meg Threegan.
Yes.
He has like a weird number in the middle.
Raiden, who do you like?
By the way, they're doing a sequel to Megan.
Slappy or Chucky?
Chucky.
Okay. Okay, this kid is like another Chucky.
Okay, so now there's a new reboot on Disney Plus and Hulu. And this is not Saturday morning version. This is not the Jack Black version. This is a much more...
Serious
version. And if you thought, like, you know, adults out there, if you think this show is for little kids, it's
it really is
not.
Not.
I was surprised at how adult it was.
Yes.
Especially for Disney Channel.
Yeah, I was too.
Disney Channel?
Yeah, Disney. Oh. You know, Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say this is more like PG-13.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah. Oh, don't go to sleep. Slappy will come for you.
Or Chucky.
Yeah.
He's a fan of Chucky.
So, what is your opinions on this Goosebumps show so far?
I mean, I like that as a continuing storyline. Because the books were just like random stuff. Like
yeah,
random
so, things. Okay, spoilers, spoilers. The books are all like single stories with very little continuation except for like the Slappy.
Yes, that's books, the only common thread.
Right? Yeah. This show, they basically incorporate all of the books and stories, but they all are like joined together
by one person,
by one story,
one house.
Like they try to merge all of the show, all the books into one story, you know, kind of like what Stephen King does with his books now. You know, I don't know how long they can do it, because I don't know, I think every season they should probably change up the formula a little bit, maybe, because I can't see them doing like 3 or 4 seasons on this one house.
I don't know. The Biddle House?
No. No. They should do it like American Horror Story, and every season is like a different
type of...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both.
So far, what do you think? Is this show scary?
No.
If you saw it at night without your parents, with no lights.
I'm already dead.
No.
I think they had a couple of jump scares. They're just...
Yes.
See someone break the arm, see someone...
Oh, yeah, that's nasty.
Eat a worm, see someone get multiple...
They have jump scares, yes.
Yes.
Now, I would say...
They're also gross.
Very gross.
I would give the show... let's give the show a rating, okay? Okay? This is a perfect show for Halloween. You know, Disney Plus is smart. They're doing a Halloween show. You know,
during Halloween,
yeah, and then they're gonna do the Santa Claus show during Christmas.
I mean, mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, I think they're ending it at Christmas, right?
Right,
and then I think they're starting it in November.
And then the first Hawkeye was in Christmas.
It ended in Christmas.
I mean, we probably would have had more Hawkeye episodes if he didn't break his body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. Anyhow, what do you think? This is a perfect Halloween show, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But that's only if you're not scared.
Yeah, like I said, parents...
Well, Halloween's supposed to be scary.
Parents, just take note. This is kind of adult. So I would say if a kid is like maybe 11 or 8...
But you know, watch it with them, you know? Like, you don't know. Let them watch it alone. Because we do watch many scary stuff with the kids. We just don't let them watch it on their own.
Yeah.
They're very good parents.
Right. Yeah. So... Yeah, I would say, you know, this is a good show to watch with the family, you know.
It gives you the perfect amount of spookiness and also some fun moments.
Not too scary.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of, some inappropriate adult things here and there, but, yes. You know, you can always close the kids' eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or pause it and skip it.
Right. So I would say I'll give this show a 3 so far.
So far, yes.
Same. I give it 3 also.
3.
Yeah, so that's it. A 3. Yeah, yeah.
100.
New episodes are coming out every week. So we'll probably come back and see how the show is with the season finale. And if it actually panned out okay, we'll let you know in a future episode.
Hopefully Slappy takes over the world.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I hope a certain bunch of characters get killed.
Oh, what?
I second that.
Yeah, there's some annoying people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Like who?
I don't really like the worm kid.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We cannot talk. We cannot give everything away.
I don't like the cat person.
Yes.
I
don't like the cat person
either. Yeah. I definitely don't like the
parents.
No. Some of the parents, yeah. But I definitely don't like the girl who is dating... The main guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She.
She. She.
Such a horrible person.
Exactly.
She's horrid.
How would you, like, do that to your boyfriend?
Yes.
Huh?
And she has some trust issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And who else is really bad in that show? Oh, Justin Long is great in this show, actually.
Who's Justin Long?
That guy has the worst luck. Every horror movie he's in, he gets killed the horribly. Way. The worst way.
We have some other movies when you cannot watch possessed them. Him. Jeepers Creepers.
Is it the Biddle guy?
Yes, the main guy. The guy who's the possessed. The guy who
took over the house, like the blood relative.
Yeah, you never even saw the one that's worse. It's called The Walrus, where a scientist took over his body. And no, I did not see surgically that. Added walrus parts to his body.
Oh, I did not see that one.
Yeah, that is a really messed up
Maybe
movie.
Maybe we can watch it tonight.
No. Yeah. That movie is really creepy.
No, not for you kids. No. Just for me and Dad.
And it doesn't end well. He ends up living his life as a walrus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Really weird. And then, like, in Barbarian, he had to drink breast milk from a deformed monster.
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah.
What about that other one, like, when the gypsy lady...
Yeah, he got dragged to hell.
Yes, drag me to hell. There
or was it? Was it the? Was it him or was it his girlfriend?
His girlfriend and him both.
Yeah. And then in Jeepers Creepers, they ripped off his eyes.
Yes.
What the what?
Yes, yeah. He always has the worst possible look.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's maybe he picks a character like that.
I don't know. And in Dodgeball, he got kept on getting hit by balls.
Nice.
So I mean, you know,
it's called Dodgeball.
Really bad guy.
It's me.
Sorry. That. You know. But, you know, if there's ever a movie where you want to see a guy get, like, really tortured, always have him on, on, you know.
Yes.
And I'm glad that he's in the show because I'm hoping that he just gets tortured as well. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay. So,
job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Check it out. Goosebumps. It's, you know, I think there's 7 episodes out now. I don't know how many episodes in total, maybe 8 mm-hmm. or 9 or 10. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, it's a good show to watch with the kids for Halloween. Yeah.
What? How do you get a goosebump?
Let me see. Let me feel you.
How do you get one?
Like, if you're like,
you have some right now. You have some. What? I feel it. Yeah.
Like, if you're really scared or if you're like, really
yeah,
cold.
You got like little bumps all over your body. Yeah.
All right, when all of your hair on your body just stands up.
No, that's something else.
That's goosebumps.
That's a Peter tingle.
Do what? I have bumps?
That's a spider sense.
Oh, no, that's not spider sense.
Yes, the spider sense. His hair is sticking up in that one.
Oh, my hair is sticking up.
Yeah. Hey, okay, that's it for this episode. What do we say at the end of every episode?
Hit the bell and subscribe.
And leave a good review. And, you know, happy Halloween.
Goodbye. And that's it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'll be back to possess another innocent soul.
Wait, I thought we just exercised you.
I think it's geeker-sized.
The geeker-sized? We geeker-sized you.
Oh, well, that's it for us. We gotta take care of our kid again.
Bye.
And have a safe Halloween.
No gift. Possessed.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let the boring demon... you know, possess you.
And don't eat too much candy.
And make sure you don't find any razor blades in the apples for Halloween.
Yes.
Stay safe. That's a serious thing. That's a serious thing.
Stay safe and be safe.
You don't want to bite on that. That's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad.
Yes.
Yeah.